This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Gray, G-R-A-Y, first name Gary, G-A-R-Y, the date of birth, January 24, 1956, the date of evaluation, March 28, 2023, the referring physician, Dr. Hassan, the chief complaint, 67-year-old male, seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for surgery L4-L5, period. The HPI, the patient is a 67-year-old male who sustained an industrial injury to the L4-5 region, period. He stated that he was digging a 60-foot trench when he suffered the injury, period. He had developed severe pain involving the lower back, period. The onset of his symptoms was March 5th, 2021, period. This occurred after repetitive lumbar exertion while installing a large septic system due to prolonged digging and no help, period. At the time of the injury, the patient was working as a water and power plant supervisor at Mount Diablo State Park, period. He reports constant aching pain that radiates from across the lumbar region, period. He further reports pain that radiates bilaterally to the gluteal region, left greater than right, period. He initially took 1 week off following his initial injury, period. He was then evaluated at Kaiser, period. He was told he had a herniated disc, period. He was further told that he had spinal narrowing, period. He then underwent a conservative course of treatment, period. He had continued with pain, which he described as a soreness, period. He can only walk 20 to 30 feet, period. Pain is associated with decreased range of motion, period. He continues with bilateral hip pain, period. He had been evaluated by Dr. Hassan, period. Prior MRI had revealed spinal stenosis lumbar region with neurogenic claudication, period, radiculopathy lumbar region, period, other spondylopathies lumbar region L4-L5 disc herniation causing severe central and bilateral recess stenosis, period. He had trial of conservative treatment, including lumbar epidural injections, chiropractic treatment, physical therapy, acupuncture, a physician home exercise program, stretching, and anti-inflammatory for pain for more than 8 weeks, period. Despite the same, he has had worsening symptoms, period. MRI demonstrates clear evidence of neural compression and failure of conservative treatment, period. Patient is now scheduled for left endoscopic L4-5 laminotomy at mediofacetectomy. F-A-C-E-T-E-C-T-O-M-Y, period. The past medical history, he has had melanoma on the back and left ear, next number, high blood pressure, past surgical history, tonsillectomy at age 12, medication, patient is unclear of all of his medications. He is taking lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, Vivani 20 milligrams, multivite, period. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. Father had CVA status post, angiography. Mother has a pacemaker. Social history, he denies drugs or cigarette smoking, he notes rare alcohol use, period. The review of system, constitutional, he has had weight gain, otherwise unremarkable, physical examination, blood pressure 136/78, pulse 80, respiratory rate 20, height 72 inches, weight 256.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The musculoskeletal examination, he has bilateral straight leg test, period. Neurologic, decreased tendon reflexes bilaterally, period. The skin exam reveals 3 purplish irregular lesions involving the back. These are suspicious for precancerous lesions, period. Impression. 1, final stenosis L3-4, next number history of hypertension, next number history of melanoma, next number suspicious precancerous lesions, posterior chest wall. Recommendation, patient overall risk, perioperative risk appears minimally increased, period. He is clinically stable, period. Labs are to be reviewed, period. He is otherwise thought to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He is cleared for same, period. No additional recommendations at this time except further follow-up with his dermatologist, Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.